was and I ain't turned up clean. I was looking for my sweet baby, but she had moved away. Some say she moved right on Walnut, and some say she moved out on Vine. Some say she moved right on Walnut, and some say she moved out on Vine. Now wherever she wills, partner, she's resting on my mind. Wherever she wills, partner, she's resting on my mind. Now just as soon as I train, baby, honey, make up in the yard. Now just as soon as I train, mama, baby, make up in the yard. Now I'm Vicksburg bound, that's if the bulls don't have me, boy.
Hey, man. Hey, Andy. What's up? Let's have a jumping good party. We're going to get some beers, get some gin, and see if we find some party.
Hey, kids. It's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
Je ne peux pas danser. Thank you.
Miguel.
I'm thinking of friends whom I used to know, who lived and suffered in this world below. They're gone up to heaven, but I wanna know, what are they doing there now? What are they doing in heaven today, where sin and sorrow are all gone away? Peace abounds like a river, they say. What are they doing there now? There's some whose hearts were burdened with care. They paid for their moment with fighting and tears, but they clung to the cross, trembling in fear. But what are they doing there now? What are they doing in heaven today, where sin and sorrow are all gone away? Like a river, they say. What are they doing there now? There's some whose bodies were full of disease. Physicians and doctors couldn't bring them much ease. They suffered till death brought a final release. What are they doing there now? Oh, what are they doing in heaven today, where sin and sorrow are all gone away? Peace abounds like a river, they say. But what are they doing there now? Oh, what are
About how much someone drinks.
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Thank you.
It's been one whole year to the day since I first knew your heart had strayed. The more I gave, the more you threw away. But my new year starts today. 12 wrong months I let myself believe you still love me. We were meant to be. But now I know what a price I've paid. But my new year starts today. I ain't going on the town. I ain't gonna watch that clock tick down. I'm gonna stay right where I've been and welcome back my oldest friend. He's finally here again. I still love the good times that we shared. I wish you told me you no longer care. You love another, you just kept me on in case. Yeah, you know it's true, but my new year starts today. Nothing left of me and you except memories of the love we made. But my new year starts today. I ain't gonna drink champagne, watch some pointless football game. Gonna stay right where I've been and welcome back my oldest friend. He's finally here again. And I know you got somebody new and some sweet day. Find someone too. It's hard to know. There's nothing left to say except my new year starts today. There's not a single word to say.
Thank you. star moshi gra ja prebraje porne ti ve srekota mona roare bebe elomne za la meza.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
We'll be right back. Luna y de mar, así, las calles y del brazo yo te llevo, me vuelves loco. Cuando escucho el sonido de tu risa que me da tanta alegría, me vuelves loco. A decir, me vuelves loco cuando me pides por favor que nuestra lámpara se apague, me vuelves loco cuando transmites el calor que hay en tus manos a las mías que te esperan.
Pittsburgh. This is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Put your hands together and welcome to the stage, Lindisfarne!
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
With your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you best music.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Well, big shocker, guys, the number of assault rifles being purchased since the recent shootings in Texas and in Buffalo and in Tulsa and all the other places, the number of assault rifles being purchased is exploding. And it is a veritable domestic arms race that is being faced here. And this should come as no surprise to anyone who's been watching this show, listening to the podcast for a while. This is what happens when there are shootings. And this is what happens when there are not shootings. I'll explain in a moment. Let's go to video from a gun shop in Georgia where the owner says assault rifle sales are off the charts, and it's thanks to Biden. Take a listen to this.
The way this president's driving this country, everybody needs to be caring at this point. Mm.
At a firearms superstore in Smyrna, sales are up 30% since last week. Assault rifle sales have tripled, says Eric Wallace.
And especially first thing this morning, a lot of folks were waiting at the door to purchase AR-15s.
AR-15 bans have dominated discussions about gun sale restrictions in light of their use in recent mass shootings across the country. Yet the assault rifle's deadly qualities are also what draws gun enthusiasts seeking a self-defense tool.
Right.
If you're dealing with a mob of people that are trying to possibly take over your home, you're going to need, and to protect your family, you're going to want as much firepower as you can get. So I think it'd be a great choice.
But why get an AR-15?
Well, it's America's rifle.
Trevor Ganey walked out of the store with a new AR-15.
This is a good choice. You know, it's what Americans choose to defend their homes with, you know.
So you're buying it for home defense?
Not really. It's more of a collector's item.
Imagine that. Imagine that with anything else. Oh, wow, that's a nice knife. Why this one? Well, it's the best knife for cutting. Oh, so you're going to buy it for cutting things? No. It's just a collectible. I don't actually plan to use it. Wait, what? Huh? What are you talking about?
Some buyers say there is room for greater government control over the sales of firearms.
I think we do have to have more stringent laws when it comes to keeping guns out of the hands of the mentally ill.
this is crazy what's going on right now.
But others view compromise on gun laws as dangerous.
If we give up our Second Amendment rights, we might as well just put the handcuffs on everybody.
Right. It's like being in jail. If you can't have any gun you want at any time with no oversight, it's like being in a prison. Now, this shouldn't surprise us. I've said a million times, more shootings generate gun sales in the following way. There's basically three scenarios, okay? You've got more shootings that make national news and a Democratic president. Well, you'd better go out and get those guns because it's really dangerous out there and the Democratic president is coming for your guns. They never end up coming for the guns, but that's the story. So you've got shootings and a Democratic president, increases in gun sales. If you've got shootings and a Republican president, then the Republican president will openly say people should be defending themselves. It's dangerous out there, so more shootings in a Republican.